This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The scandal in Europe over the labeling of horse meat as beef is spreading. Just recently, the giant multinational IKEA reported that its beef burger included horse meat. The UK Food Safety Authority says the problem is linked to criminal activity in the food chain. But the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF, says the problem is much wider. It says the real cause of the problem is the widespread outsourcing of meat production and issues such as low pay and the use of temporary contract labor. I talked to James Ritchie about the horse meat scandal. Mr. Ritchie is a policy officer with the IUF. I asked him what were the major problems in the meat-producing sector which led to this scandal.
We've had a number of people from big companies and industry generally portraying this problem as being the work of a small number of criminals, or as the CEO of Nestlé said, it is a widespread fraud committed by a few across the whole of Europe. Well, that kind of misses the point in a huge way. What's been happening in the food industry globally is we're seeing multiple layers of outsourcing. And so food that we're eating it may be slaughtered in one country, it may be processed in another country, it may be further processed in another country, and the food from ingredients for the major food companies can come from many parts of not just Europe, but many parts of the world, and it can be outsourced as ingredients and outsourced to third-party producers, etc. And so what we have is multiple layers of outsourcing in which it is becoming increasingly difficult to monitor the safety aspects of our food.
Was the public put in danger because of all of this?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's the fact that it's horse meat rather than beef doesn't of necessity put the public in danger. But what did the horse meat contain? Was the horse meat full of antibiotics or other chemicals? If we don't know what the product is, how can we be assured that the product is actually safe to eat? What is required here is transparency through the food chain, and it's so the public can have secure knowledge of what they're eating is safe. If the companies can't even guarantee that what they're eating is the product that's labelled on the packet, then how can they be sure of food safety?
What does the IUF think should happen to make sure that this does not happen again?
First of all, there needs to be greater regulation and enforcement of food safety. But those sorts of things just roll off the tongue. It's easy to say that stuff. But the real problem, as the IUF sees it, is linked to the multiple outsourcing, the layers of outsourcing that is happening here. And that labour standards are directly linked to food standards. Let me explain that. If a worker has a decent job with security of employment, that worker has a stake in the industry and is able, and particularly if they're covered by a collective agreement and they belong to a trade union, they are more confident to be able to speak out about issues of food safety. They are the cog, the essential cog in the food safety chain, because it's their day-to-day task to monitor the food safety in the supply chain. Now, if that worker, and no army of auditors or enforcers can replace the worker involved in the supply chain, ensuring that the food is safe throughout the whole supply chain. Now, if that worker is a migrant worker working for a labour hire agency, living miles or long distances away from their family, and if they speak out, they run the risk of losing their whole livelihood, then we're going to have food safety problems. And that is the problem with the supply chain and food.